Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is away for a few days. So we have a new report from the United Nations saying that more than a billion people are going to be going hungry this year. But the report also suggests a solution to it. We have from our partner, the BBC, Mark Doyle, international development correspondent, here to talk about this report. So, Mark, this report came out this morning. It says the solution in this report says that giving women more power is the way to tackle hunger. Why should that work?
Yeah, this is in fact one of a series of reports that's been coming out this week, because later this week is World Food Day. It's been declared by the United Nations as a way of kind of focusing people's attention. And this particular report is actually by a group of think tanks and aid agencies who bring out a thing called the Global Hunger Index every year. And they say that there's a very strong correlation between poverty and malnourishment and the sidelining or discrimination against women. They say that one of the clear potential solutions to not only hunger but poverty in general is to improve the educational chances for women and jobs and ways of making money, basically, because when women have money, they spend it on feeding their children well.
That's a difficult problem, though, because even in the United States, single mothers, for example, make up the largest number of poverty-stricken people in the country. So it seems to me like that's a pretty tough solution.
Well, it's, of course, it's not easy. I mean, that's why these problems exist. But certainly in many third world countries, and particularly in South Asia, where the status of women is relatively low, there's a very strong correlation between helping women and helping end the levels of hunger, according to these think tanks and UN bodies. And so that's what they advocate as doing. Now, you know, in the nature of these reports, of course, they're focusing in on one thing because they want to get attention and have a sort of sharp point to their report, if you like. But there are other issues here as well. Clearly, the international economic downturn has affected people badly. There are less remittances, for example, from, say, the United States to Latin America. Remittances have fallen by many millions of dollars for a lot of countries. That's money that's sent back to poor countries from people who've got work in the States. And so the whole economic downturn has also affected the levels of hunger and malnourishment around the world.
The report does say that in many places the price of food is just too high for people to afford, but is you've been reporting in Africa quite a bit. What do they blame malnourishment in Africa on?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, isn't it, these places are all have their particularities. South Asia, for example, this report emphasizes the marginalization of women and their social status. But in Africa, they say that political instability, conflict, and HIV/AIDS are the main drivers of malnourishment and poverty, basically government incompetence.
But really, it's still a staggering number, more than 1 billion people going hungry, and whatever the cause of it is anywhere in the world, I imagine the solution is going to be difficult. The BBC's Mark Doyle, international development correspondent, joined us from London. Thank you so much.